Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So, guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Secret institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Emily, we're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can sign up for a mailing list. And I know I say that, I just kind of throw that out there, sign up for the mailing list. But honestly, we've got some free giveaways now. If all you got to do is go in and put in your email address, we're going to be sending you sex tips, some free sex guides, and a bunch of stuff going on. So do that. Connect with us on Sex with Emily. We will not spam you. We will not sell the list. Nothing like that. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. I'm very excited to be here with the lovely Menace. That's it. Hi, Menace.
Hi. How you doing? What the heck is going on in your life? It's been...
What the hell?
It's been a couple weeks because every time we try to do a show, you're like, oh, my mom's in town. Oh, my brother's in town. Oh, I got to go to this fancy party. You know, what is going on with you in Los Angeles?
Dude, it's so true. I have been here now like 3 months. I've had a million visitors. My brother came back, and you know how consuming he is. My mom was in town for like 6 days, which was too long. I once heard this saying once, moms and fish, they go bad after 3 days. Now, let me tell you something. My mom is amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't go bad after a few days. She really doesn't. But, you know, 6 days in my house, sleeping in my bed, it's a little rough. Even though my mom is awesome on the scale of most moms, she's a 10 on the awesome scale. I don't want to spend that much time with anyone, including myself. So whatever. But it's been busy. I have been going to – the other night I had to cancel because I was called on to the Dr. Drew television show on HLN. The day before Valentine's Day, you and I were going to do a show because I was like, how apropos, Menace is my lost Valentine. I would like to do a show with Menace, but I had to go on Dr. Drew and talk about couples in crisis, which was fun, which you probably, I'm sure you taped it and watched
it. Oh, yeah.
It three times.
Numerous times. I have it on beta.
I know you do. And then I've been on Loveline. I'm the new, you know, Loveline radio show, of course, which I have a beef with you about that. I should make a list of all the beefs I have with Menace right now.
Why do you have a beef with me and Loveline?
Because, you know what, not Loveline directly, but indirectly, I was there doing the show. So every Thursday night, everyone can tune in to Loveline in your city, wherever you live, or go to lovelineshow.com and you can watch and listen live. I'll be on, and it's super fun with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood. Because the girl that works there, the chick, it's like, Menace comes by and says hi every time he's in town, blah, blah, blah. Menace is here. Oh, I met his girlfriend. Oh, she's so cute. Oh, you know Menace's girlfriend. I felt like a girlfriend who's been lied to or something. Like, I'm like your other woman that you've been ignoring and avoiding. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she's great. I've never met his goddamn girlfriend. He's been dating for 2 years. And, oh, yeah, I see Menace all the time when he's in L.A. Not... Fucking, how dare you come to LA and not see me?
Okay, first off, I go to LA for work, and that girl works with one of my coworkers, so of course I see her all the time. And you see, and I didn't think that you really even cared having me supporting you in Love Line, because I told you to tell them that I'm on the station that they love and I support you, but you've never told them that.
I always tell them that.
You lie.
I've never met this girl. I had never met that girl before. Oh. If I did, I don't remember.
Anyways.
I always talk about you. But anyway, things in L.A. are good. I'm going to stay here in Venice. I'm moving out of my San Francisco apartment next week. I've committed.
I knew
so
you
I've
would.
Officially gone. Dude, you did? Everyone says that. Why didn't I know I was going to stay in L.A. forever, at least for now?
Oh, my God.
But I feel like I'm going through a breakup. Like, I'm breaking up with the city of San Francisco, and I broke up with that guy I was dating.
Oh, wow. For the 10th millionth time?
Yeah. Well, for like... Yeah, okay, fine. If it's more than once, it's 10 millionth, I guess. But I'm totally like, I feel like it's like I'm starting anew, you know? New life, new city, new men, new experiences. But it's a transition. I realized that I feel like a lot of us, like when you're in transition, you don't really realize you're in transition. You just realize everything seems a little messed up and stressful or like a little not quite right. I don't know. I can't explain it, but I feel like I'm going through a lot, but it's all like, you know, good stuff, but it's just change. I was in San Francisco for a long time.
Yeah.
And like, I miss doing the show with you every week and, you know, just all my stuff that was part of my life. And,
but yeah, this is for the better anyways, you know, San Francisco is all dried up for you. You've dated everybody.
I've dated everybody.
Your inish is, yeah. It's tarnished. Your image is tarnished. Is that correct?
Oh my God. Why is my image tarnished?
No, I'm just saying, like, can't date anybody without somebody saying, oh, I know her. You know what I'm saying? You got to hide out in LA.
Oh, the sex. That's true. Down in LA, no one cares. Everyone's a sex expert, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, there's dating expert. No, you're right. Everyone's in entertainment. Or they don't know me yet. They don't know my history.
Yeah.
It hasn't followed me yet to LA.
Well, at least.
You're right. I'm safe here.
They just know you from TV. And check this out. A lot lately, I've been going in different areas. A lot lately, people have been recognizing me from the Miss Advised on Bravo, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Insane.
And more than before? More than before?
Way more than before, because I've been going outside of, you know, I've been going outside of San Francisco a lot lately for work. I'm traveling all over.
Yes.
And it's crazy people stopping me about the TV show. So it's great that you're doing more and more TV. You're all over the place. And now you're going to get stopped all over the place. And it's going to be crazy. And
now I'm going to get stopped all over the place. Yeah, it's funny. I have to say that when I'm in L.A., I get stopped here like every day by somebody who saw the show. And that's just the people who say something. Think about the people who notice and don't say something, because then I get these tweets like, just saw Sex with Emily from Miss Advised at Walgreens.
Yeah.
You know? Like someone will see me and I'm like, that's weird that people see me and they're watching me. I'm like, I'd rather have you just say hi. But whatever.
It's crazy.
You stalk me in Walgreens as I'm buying cough medicine. No, that's cool. It's been fun. It's been cool that people here actually watch television, unlike myself. But I am starting to a little bit.
That's cool.
But I've been hanging out with all these cool people. I love living in Venice Beach. I extended the stay at my place for 3 months. But there's all these groups of people. I interviewed one of them. So I've been doing some shows without you, which make me sad. But they're interviews, Menace, one-on-one interviews with these guys. I've met a bunch of men and women here who all specialize in, like, the sex and dating world. Like, they teach, like, tantric sex and online dating and how to, you know, spice up your sex life. But they all have their own little theories and philosophies. So I've been setting up interviews with a bunch of these guys. And I did one with a pickup artist last week that was kind of controversial. I think people should listen to the interview. It's called How to Get Some or Getting Some or something like that. And he's a pickup artist, okay? Pickup artist. Perfectly nice guy. But a lot of people are offended by that, like, whole, like, they think they're degrading to women. And I think he's a good guy, but I understand when people say that, like, their practices are not as authentic. It's more like how to get the girl's number, how to have sex within 10 minutes of meeting someone. And I get that for a lot of people, that's way over the top. But I just found him to be a very interesting interview.
Yeah, I think...
Like, his thing is like, yeah, meet a woman, have sex at Starbucks 10 minutes later. You know,
yeah.
Like, that's his thing. Not everyone wants that, but it's interesting.
I think a lot of the pickup artist stuff is bogus. You know, some people have, you know, an art to it and they're really good at it. But some of them are just so stupid and obvious that people don't get, like the ones I see on TV. Like there was this one, I forget who it was, but it was this guy that would just really dress like super obscure, right? Just crazy. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, he's like, yeah, you know, you don't want to show up to a club right away. You want to come later at a certain time. And you want to dress like this, all crazy like he does. And of course, if you're going to show up to a club later after everyone has been drinking and you're going to wear something so off the wall, of course people are going to come talk to you like drunk chicks.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God.
That's just
you
a
know?
Part of it, though.
It's stupid.
That's just a part of it, though. That's a part of it. That's like they're part of like dress crazy, wear something eccentric that a woman will notice you. But they have all these other philosophies about ways to talk to women and to kind of neg them. They call it a neg when you kind of diss her or when you, you know, just strategies for like,
yeah,
connecting,
but
getting a woman.
That one just kind of upset me.
I know.
Kind of upset me because it was just like, oh, how to trick drunk chicks into talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe. A lot of it. And some of the guys I'm talking to in upcoming weeks are deeper. They're more like, you know, teaching men how to be confident and how to, like, be a better guy and be authentic. So then you will have an easier time approaching women. Because I think there's a lot of guys out there, even guys going through divorce or women or anyone, if you're out of practice with dating, you might need a little tune-up course. So over the next month, I'll have some interviews in addition to shows with Menace with some of these experts in these different fields. So look for those.
Sweet.
Good times. Sweet, dude. And then I want to know from everyone what topics I want you to email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. If there's any topics that you've been wanting us to cover on the show that you haven't heard lately, and we've got a gazillion shows, but maybe there's something topical, email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, and you can like my Facebook page, Sex with Emily, which would be awesome. Okay, what about you, Menace, if they want to like you and lick you and all that?
What's going on with me in my life? Well, I am getting ready for a lot of traveling. I have
marriage.
Have a lot of traveling coming up, going to Ireland next month. I'll be in Ireland
crazy
for a few days, Chicago, Florida. Just a lot of places. And I will try to come visit you as soon as possible. I will be in Anaheim again this weekend.
Fuck off. I have no plan.
Maybe.
Well,
see, this is the thing, okay? You're going to have to make an effort. If you want to see me, you have to come drive on Sunday and drive to Anaheim and come see me, if you will.
At Disneyland?
At Disneyland, yeah.
Do I get inside of Disneyland?
I can probably get you in Disneyland.
Oh, my God. So we can hang out all day?
Yeah. I'm down.
Dude, wouldn't I put a damper on your life? Are you with some chick or no?
No.
I was so fun at Disneyland. Like, you won't even know what happened.
No, I just a bunch of my friends are going to be there. It's all good.
Okay, Sunday Disneyland, done.
Okay.
Do I have to wear anything special? Is it going to be nice out? Do I have to wear like my Mickey, my Minnie Mouse
I don't
dress?
Live in Southern California, so you're going to have to find out the weather, my friend.
It's been cold today, and but nice last week. Okay, anyway, how far? I'm going to go.
Cool.
But you have to follow up with me about it if you really want me to, because I'm not going to beg.
All right.
I'm not going to beg to see your ass when you come to town.
No.
It's so lame.
It's all good. And I started a website. It doesn't have to do anything with sex. I'm sorry, people. But it's just a website.
It's okay.
It's like old school Dig or Reddit. People can share news stories or videos and photos or whatever,
right,
all in one central place. And it's called Post. It's with three S's. I know that's a little hard. That's POSSST.com. So post.com.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'll tweet that too for you, Menace. I know you asked me that, but I was like with my brother all weekend. I didn't have a chance.
You can get friends and followers and, you know, just it can be a newspaper for like funny stuff for you.
Okay.
But I just had to build it because it sucks. I love Facebook to death, okay? You know, it gets a bad rap, but you know all your fans now, you can only reach 10% of your fans. So like, you know, Emily's trying to, you know, tell you about a sex toy. She's only telling 10% of your audience on Facebook. So that's why I...
Really?
Yeah, so that's why I started this site called Post, so people have, you know, more avenues to share content and cool things that they discover. So.
So my 8,000 of my 8,022 likes on Facebook, only 10% of those people
actually see what you're posting.
How do they decide who that 10% is?
I don't know.
I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
Anyways.
Okay.
So that's why I started my website, everybody. Enjoy.
Okay. That's cool, Menace. Okay. So what else has been going on with you? So you're still with the chick, obviously.
Yeah. I went to Valentine's Day just happened. I had a steak dinner, and that's about it. I sent some flowers.
You had a what dinner?
Steak dinner. And then I sent some flowers. That's about it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I can't believe you didn't even talk about Valentine's Day. That's sweet, yeah. Honey. Like, was she happy or did she want Fendi shoes?
No, I already do enough. I don't need to do anything more. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, she was happy. She's low maintenance, huh?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Good.
Totally.
That's what you need, dude. I was with my brother, which I thought was apropos since he's my favorite man. I was with him on Valentine's Day, and then I had to do Love Line that night. So We got a burger.
Was he a good?
It wasn't that exciting.
Was he a good kisser?
I had a hamburger with my brother.
Was he a good kisser?
My brother? Ew. I did not kiss my brother.
Does he have a large penis?
I have no flipping idea. I want to know nothing about my brother's penis. Not one thing. But my Valentine's Day, it doesn't bum me out because I'm not big into Valentine's Day. Although I will say that Valentine's Day, if, you know, whatever. It's for some people, it's great. It's a great way to bring you guys back together. I think it should be about sex only. Forget the dinner. Why are you wasting time at dinner? Just go home and do something different in the bedroom. Just remember that for next year, people. Okay, I've got some emails I can get into.
Okay.
From the people. Unless you have anything else to share with me.
No, I'm good. Let's get it started. People have been waiting forever. Oh, just hello to my old high school friend, Tracy. She just started listening to the podcast. She let me know.
Hi, Tracy.
She listens to it all the time.
Send me some pictures of Menace from high school.
Oh, hell no.
Feedback@sexwithemmy.com. Tracy. And I'll post them on the website.
Tracy,
I want to see pictures of you. okay. So, listen. Ready? Dear, these are the emails that you send to feedback@sexwithemmy.com. Okay. Hi, Emily. Is 20 years age difference too much? I'm a 50-year-old man. I look younger, but I'm attracted to women in their young to mid-30s. I've had relationships with several women in the age range, and I feel comfortable being with them. What do you think? Thanks a lot, Mark. Okay, Mark, 20 years, not so bad. If you're 50 and you look younger, okay, so you look 45, and you're attracted to women in her mid-30s, I really think that that's kind of appropriate. I think if you're that dude who's going out with 20-year-olds, 20-somethings, then I've got a problem with it. But I think you're a 50-year-old man, you know yourself, and if these women are in their mid-30s, 35 years old, 15-year age difference at that age, not a big deal. Just make sure that you're honest about your intentions and, you know, if they want kids, a lot of women at age 35, 36, they're probably dating because they want children. They might want children, you know, at that age, so you have to be conscious of that. I don't know if you want to be a baby daddy right now, but those are the kind of things that are typically not all women in their late 30s, mid to late 30s, but they are thinking about children. So I just got to say, be clear on that. If you don't want kids, let them know. If you do want kids, let them know. That's going to be a big topic of conversation with women that age, typically. What do you think about that, Menace? 50 and a 30-something-year-old?
Yeah, I just got to look out for gold diggers around that age, you know? Sometimes.
Gold diggers at 35?
Yeah, man. Still. Dating a 60-year-old. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. No, he's 50.
What?
He's 50. He's a 50-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry about it too much. Of course, like what you said with the dating a 20-year-old, then you definitely have to look out for gold diggers.
Watch out for gold diggers, but watch out for gold diggers all the time. I'm going to be a gold digger in my next life because I could be so rich right now.
Yeah.
And I have major regrets about that. So anyway, no, I'm kidding, sort of. But yeah, watch out for the gold diggers. Okay, that's a good one. How to spot a gold digger. That'll be another show. Okay, dear Emily, hi, I'm 37 years old, and to the best of my knowledge, I have never had an orgasm. I've had 30-plus sexual partners and have been creative over the years. But the bottom line is I can't have an orgasm by myself, so why would I think someone else can do it for me? So here I am, a 37-year-old woman, married for 7 years, with no orgasm ever. Is there a class or seminar I can take or I can take with my husband? I just don't know what to do, but I feel that my need to have an orgasm is putting a strain on the marriage. I know it shouldn't, but I feel like if I find the right partner, he could make it happen, and I don't want to stray outside the marriage in search of an orgasm. What should I do? Please help. Sign Veronica. That is a heavy one. Thank you, Veronica. I think that email is amazing, and I'm so glad that you reached out to me. Okay, so there's lots of women who have not had orgasms. We like to call them pre-orgasmic. We don't want to say that you're anorgasmic and you can't orgasm, but you're pre-orgasmic. You haven't had an orgasm yet. Now, the first step would be getting to know your own body. Have you spent time masturbating? Have you tried to have an orgasm on your own? Sounds like you've had lots of sexual partners, but it's true that for the majority of women, until they're able to have an orgasm on their own, they're not going to be able to have it with the partner. So your search of finding another guy, you say at the end of your email that maybe you should find another guy who will give you that orgasm, it doesn't work that way. It's not about the man giving you an orgasm. It's about you learning your own body and being able to communicate to the man what it takes to have an orgasm. So what I've said, but yes, there are classes and there are seminars. I'm not sure where you live, but I think that first you should spend some time, whether it's, you know, half hour a day masturbating. You could buy a vibrator. A lot of women who cannot have orgasms, they buy vibrators. I'm telling you, you should go to goodvibes.com. It's the best website out there for vibrators. Use coupon code GVEmily20. You get checkout. You get 20% off orders $100 or more. You could try the Hitachi Magic Wand. That's a super strong one, but that is the sure thing. But you could also try clitoral vibrators. But I think that, you know, so if you can't have an orgasm, don't be ashamed if you need to buy a vibrator. I've got a lot recommended on my site. There's some great couple vibrators like the WeVibe. But first, I just want to say that you should focus on your clitoris. You should spend 30 minutes a day alone. I know it's hard. You're married. You probably have kids. Or 20 minutes a day. I don't care. Just touching your body, figuring out what makes yourself feel good. A lot of times it starts with the clitoris, and I bet that you can get there if you give yourself that time. I always talk about my friend in college who gave herself 30 days. She spent 60 minutes a day trying to have an orgasm, and it took her weeks, and she finally did, and she's been having crazy orgasms ever since. So women just don't spend the time getting to know their own body, and once they do, it will come back in spades. Every man you're with, you can communicate it to. So I totally feel for you, but like, hope is not lost yet, because I don't think that you've done everything that you can to have that orgasm. I don't know where you live, though. If you want specific classes or courses, I can definitely get those to you. Just email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. That would be a bummer, huh, Menace?
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
Well, I'm glad that you took it out of the man's hand and you put it on the woman to make it happen for herself. Yeah, I like that. Because you always put it on us.
Yeah.
And like, you know what? We don't know your body. You know your body more than we do. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. We all think it's what that statement I once heard, that a lot of women believe, someday my prince will come and so will I.
Yeah.
So my prince is going to arrive and I'm going to come. Not going to happen. You got to figure it out for yourself.
Even,
so buy a vibrator, go to goodvibes.com. What?
Even though your body is a wonderland.
Our body is a wonderland, and it's so freaking confusing. Our body is a mousetrap. Our body is a nightmare to some men, right, Menace? It's a puzzle. What do you call it? The Rubik's Cube of life?
It's a daily nightmare. It's the Rubik's Cube of life. Rubik's Cube of life.
The vagina is the Rubik's Cube of life. And so I really think that you should spend some time getting to know your own Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the truthy. And I used to blame guys, too, when I was younger. I didn't have orgasms. I blamed my 18-year-old boyfriend. I was like, oh, it's his fault, it's his fault. I did the same thing, can't do it anymore. Believe me, I want to blame men for many things, but not that. Okay. Dear Emily, first off, I would like to say that I really enjoy your show. I listen to it every day on my morning commute, morning and afternoon commute. Whoa. You have a very stimulating voice, Emily. My question is, Valentine's Day is coming up. Uh-oh, I was just to read this last week, Menace. And I need some pointers as far as where to go for that date part and what kind of hotel to stay in since I'm traveling and what kind of gift to get. Fuck this. This is last week for Valentine's Day. I'm not going to read this right now. I'll read it next year.
All right.
I'll read it next year. Why don't we get into the topic?
Okay, what you got?
Okay, those were good emails. Let's get into the topics, though, of slow sex versus rough sex. Menace, what would you prefer if I just said to you slow versus rough? How would that make you feel? Which one would you lean towards?
Honestly. You know, a guy, he just wants rough sex. But the only problem is women want slow sex. So what can you do? There's nothing. You got to give a woman what she wants. Correct?
Right. No, I think a lot of guys like slow sex too, Menace. I think that it's about variety, mm-hmm. and it's about mixing it up, and it's about mixing up slow and rough sex. Because when you're having just rough sex, sometimes it's really nice to be like, wow. Because I think that we have sex sometimes and we're so focused on the orgasm that when we slow down, we're like, wow, it's when it's slower, you can have longer lasting sex, and it can just make sex more sensual, which these all might sound like chick adjectives, but there are some dudes, Menace, who like slow sensual sex. And plus, the longer you stimulate her, right? Mm-hmm. And the slower you take it, the more likely she is to have an orgasm. So that's another reason to have slower sex. But it's not just better for her climax. By slowing down your movements, you will experience stronger orgasms, because the slower you take things, the closer you will get to orgasming without going over the edge. This is for men and women. You'll be able to last longer, and when you finally do get, the release will be that much sweeter. So what do you think about that, Menace? Have you ever really focused on the slowness of it?
I have, but, you know, sometimes it's – if you go so slow, as slow as they want you to go, sometimes you lose your erection, man.
I know, but because doesn't it feel good to you? What if she's talking dirty to you and then you don't like that?
I guess, but, dude, it still doesn't really help too much. And then you got to speed it up for a little bit. You know,
yeah, you got to speed it up, but you can also slow it down. Like, you can get into the moments where it's slow and it's hot,
mm-hmm.
you know? You can get into that, Menace. I feel like the thing about slow sex, next time you have slow sex, Menace, which I think you should initiate tonight, I think that you should have slow sex and that you should try to go slow, even if it's for 30 seconds of just like, I know, whatever, looking into her eyes and slowing it down. It feels that much better when you go faster. So you can grind her slowly in all the spots you want to hit. While women have one G-spot, men have two. The one at the top of their penis near the head and the one near the prostate. That's why it feels good to alternate between long and short thrusts during slow sex.
Mm.
So you can also rub her clitoris with your penis.
Yeah.
You can spiral your waist clockwise and then counterclockwise and switch from shallow to deep movements. The slow speed will allow you to really get in there and explore. So I think that when you are doing the slow sex, you need to, like, focus, like, you can focus on what it feels like in your brain. Like, wherever your mind's going during sex, when you slow, you can feel it. You can, like, really feel your penis and her vagina. You can, like, feel her in ways that you can't feel when you're going really fast. So it's like a meditation on her vagina when you're going slow.
Meditation. Maybe some yoga.
It's like meditate on her vagina with slow. Alternate between shallow thrusts and deep thrusts. Too. Shallow thrusting, you know, is when the G-spot is just 2 inches inside the vagina. So many men enjoy shallow thrusting since it stimulates the head of the penis, which is very sensitive. So alternate between shallow thrusts and deep thrusts, but try to stay mostly in the shallow end. You can also try the swivel and screw. Try making circular movements with your hips while you're on top to stimulate her clitoris. Push your hips up slightly while you screw. That's what I got to say about slow sex. Now we'll move into some rough sex.
All right. This is what the guys really want to hear.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guys want to hear the jackhammer. I'm not going to tell you to be a jackhammer, though.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. There needs to be consent from your partner, of course, and possibly a safe word established depending on how rough you're getting. Also, no woman wants to be pounded like a jackhammer over and over again. So be creative and do some light slapping, hair pulling, and biting. For slapping, start off by massaging her butt and then go in for a light slap. If the response is good, you can go a little harder and keep a steady rhythm to pleasure her. So what do you think about the spanking slapping? Do you find that women are into that these days?
Yeah, I think more and more are open to it and they want it.
It feels good.
Yeah.
Like, not too hard. This is why I say with everything, start softly. Like, do a light slap. But it feels good because our butt hits our clitoris, like you hit and it all jiggles down there, like your butt, and you're hitting you can feel the power of the slap in your vagina sometimes. Mm-hmm. It feels awesome. So, also, if you're doing it doggy style, you can lightly pull on her hair so her chin tilts back. She will get a glance of you doing her from behind and get super turned on. She might. Tugging her hair gets her to arch her back, creating great sensations for the both of you. So if you pull her hair back gently, she can arch her back, and then you could get then the penis, if you're in doggy style, will hit her in a different spot. So it's a win-win for everybody. Do you think it's hot pulling hair?
Pulling hair, I enjoy it. I think women enjoy it too. They don't really tell you to stop.
They don't. Do they?
They don't. They like it a lot.
What is it?
Yeah.
Women like it.
They like it.
It feels good. This all feels good, people. Why aren't you doing this in the bedroom? I'm just saying, a little slow, a little soft, a little rough, a little whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A little shell thrusting slowly, a little hair pulling there, a little spanking there. Okay. And biting. What do you think about biting? Can also be fun. Nibble on her lips while kissing, engage her reaction. Some light neck, buttocks, and inner thigh biting can also be hot.
Let me ask you, do you enjoy everything that you're talking about right now?
Yes.
All right.
I think the
listeners, the male listeners at least, are enjoying this. Probably a couple female listeners.
A male listener who wants, I'm not even going to put it out there. But yes, I like it. Not every time. I don't want to be bit on my ass every time. I don't want to have my hair pulled every time. Sex is about variety. So I'm saying you have never bit her before. You might want to nibble her on the neck. That's what I mean by bite. You might want it tonight. While you're listening to this, give her a little nibble on the neck. Women are very sensitive, and men, on their neck. It's another erogenous zone that is often ignored. So give her a little biting, a little nibble, a little something, something. Okay, another way to make sex rough. Hold down her wrists so she can't move her arms. This way she'll be momentarily denied the pleasure of touching you and feel like she's being dominated. This move is best done when you hold her down or against a wall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Some women love that. Some women love it.
I like it. I want to give up all control. I'm in control 24/7. And if you – they do say a lot of Fifty Shades of Grey, the whole thing – women want to be dominated, but so do men. Like, you would like it if a woman pushed your arms over your bed, or you wouldn't because you think she's going to steal your wallet.
But, yeah, no, I like women taking control, though.
Okay. Okay, the number one complaint I get from men is that women don't take control enough. They're not saying every time they have sex, they're saying every once in a while, once a month, take control. So, women, you can hold his hands over his head. You can do all this to the guy as well. But if you are a woman listening, I think it's sometimes you got to take control. I know we like being dominated. I know we don't want to seem like we don't want to get rejected, whatever it is. But guys, just from what I've heard around the globe of doing this for 8 years and 800 shows, is that men want women to make a little more of an effort in the bedroom.
Yeah.
How's that going in your relationship, Menace? Does she make efforts?
Wait, say it again. Sorry, you cut out.
In your bedroom, in your bedroom currently, does she ever initiate?
All the time. You know me, I don't initiate anything.
I know, you're so lame. You don't even like initiate anything. You really don't.
I'm busy, man. I got time for this.
Oh my God. Okay. So I know, man. Seriously, thank God you're with an initiator. You wouldn't have sex in forevers. Okay, so listen, after this, let's move on. Okay, so we got a little rough. Now we're going to get into some BDSM, right?
Yes.
So start with some slapping, biting, and pulling. But then we got BDSM, which is more like bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. It's what you 50 Shades of Grey is all about. So here's some tips for beginners. Always establish a safe word. There are two main roles in bondage. There's dominance and submissives. Tips for dominance: be confident, and decisive about what you're doing. Make sure you know how to remove the bondage before you put it on. This isn't only important for safety, but also helps everything run smoothly. Oh my God, the best thing in the world, Menace, you know how I feel about it, is bondage tape. Go to goodvibes.com, use coupon code Emily20, buy yourself some goddamn bondage tape. It's the coolest thing in the whole world. It looks like electrical tape. It sticks to itself. You can reuse it. It's so easy to bind your partner's wrists or to blindfold them. It's the best invention. It's like $6. Go buy it today. Okay, so make sure if you are using something, make sure you know how to remove it. Also, tips for the submissives. Be clear about the kind of bondage you want and expect, how much you struggle and attempt to escape, and how much you want to be restrained. Remember, it's not always easy for dominants to know how the bondage feels. So don't be how the discipline feels. So don't be afraid to alert them to potential problems, such as pinched skin or unexpected discomfort. So our good buddies at goodvibes.com have a bunch of stuff that will help you with bondage. They've got 50 Shades of Grey kits. They've got they've got a Shades of Grey kit where you get ribbon cuffs, a soft blindfold, blindfold, massage candles, and 50 Shades of Grey. And then they've got a beginner bondage kit that includes bondage tape, a flirty feather mini tickler, a soft blindfold, and a lubricant sampler pack. So I think if you've been wanting to get started with some of this, just go order something online and be like, look, look what I got, honey. Little gift for us tonight. So that's what we got time for today. How about that, Menace?
I know. It was so good talking to you again and doing the show again, and we'll keep it up, people. Right. I'm sorry. Emily had to have back-to-back all her family in town, so we couldn't do any shows.
My entire family and everyone I've ever met has visited me in Los Angeles. I've not had a moment to myself. I don't even know where the ocean is.
All right.
No, I do. Okay, honey. I'll see you soon. Thanks, everyone. And thanks to our sponsors, Mask and Good Vibes. Thank you, Menace. I love you. I can't wait to see you in Disneyland this weekend.
Hell,
and,
yeah.
And thanks. Hell to the ass. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Sex toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.